Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Chasing Sunset, so let's get started. As you prepare to eat, you realize that Jay hasn't touched her chopsticks. You alright? Yeah, I'm just suddenly not very hungry. Fucking butterflies. Huh? Nothing, I'll eat. If you want to let your drink settle first, I believe you owe me a secret. Oh, I do, don't I? Yep, time to pay up. I don't think there's much I haven't already told you. Damn it, Tara, this better not go sideways. I'll go easy on you since you technically broke down. Tell me all about your first kiss. Jay's eyes immediately go from indulgent to panicked. Oh, wow, you went there. Jay cuts herself off and skewers you with a glare ripe with accusation. Wait a minute. Did goddamn Chatty Pants Tara put you up to this? You try not to smirk while staring at her expectantly and chewing your food. Ugh. All right then. Remember the housecoming party at Tara's place? Katrin's daughter home. Boston, Massachusetts, 6 years ago. What's wrong, JJ? Nothing really, just not feeling it tonight, I guess. Tara shoots Jay a knowing look. Who do you think you're talking to? Look, I know he's around here somewhere. You do? Jay quickly resets her poker face. I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway, we'll worry about that later. You're up to bat, girlfriend. Tara Bear, we talked about this. I'm not playing your stupid game. Wait, that's why you said no perfume or lip gloss, isn't it? And now that you've seen through my cunning plan, I won't take no for an answer. Listen, there are some things you just can't learn on the fly. That's a risk I'm willing to take. Don't be such a prude. I even got Grimm to play earlier. A flicker of something between anger and nausea crosses Jay's face before she can suppress it. Wait, what? I sent him into the closet myself and nobody had to twist his arm. Really? You're not just gonna let this go, are you? Nope. Now get in the closet and kiss a goddamn boy. Who knows, you might even like it. I wouldn't count on it. Jay looks apprehensively at the closet door and steels herself. Fuck it. That's my girl. Annoyed at first by being herded into a closet by Tara, the dark soon becomes preferable to the party. Kiss any girl that comes through the door. What could go wrong? Images of girls from the journalism club or female wrestling team flash through your head. Nah, Tara wouldn't do that to me. I hope. I'll never know anyway. Strictly no talking and no trying to identify anyone by feel, she said. Your thoughts are interrupted by the door opening a crack. Whoever it is must be having second thoughts. She's just standing there. Yeah, she's definitely gonna bolt. Stupid game anyway. Then to your surprise, a tentative hand brushes your arm. She must be as weirded out about this as I am. It's kind of reassuring. In the darkness, you touch her hand and are surprised to feel electricity in the contact. It's surprisingly intimate sharing blind contact like this. You reach around the small of her back and coax her towards you until you can hear her breathing. She's in really good shape. There's something familiar about her. I definitely know her. As if having similar thoughts, the tension seems to seep out of the girl's body at your touch. Here goes nothing. Before you can move, you feel the girl's incredibly soft, petal-like lips press up against yours. In the darkness, your mind is filled with explosions of color and light as you reciprocate in kind. Wow. The kiss deepens and her lips part, inviting your tongue to explore. Time stops and a passionate contest of wills ensues. You advance and she makes a strategic retreat. You relent and she presses her advantage. When you finally come up for air, you hear your own heartbeat pounding in time with her soft panting. Fuck it, I have to know who she is. You're about to break the rules of the game when there's a sharp rap on the door. Hurry it up in there! I've only got 2 closets and 14 more couples to go. You hear sharply intaken breath, and she's gone so quickly you barely register the door shutting. Stepping into the bedroom, you see Tara smirking at you enigmatically. Alright, Tara, who the hell was that? I have to know! And spoil the look on that big, dumb, gobsmacked face of yours? I'd sooner smash a Ming vase. It was you, wasn't it? I just yelled at you through the door, remember? That was a big mistake. I'm so proud of you, and don't pretend you didn't like it. That's the problem, I liked it too much. That's conveniently nonspecific. Use your words. It's not that I didn't want to, I can't, and not without it sounding stupid. Try me, stupid's kinda our thing. For a minute, or 10, because I lost track of how long I was in there, I felt like I could just run off with this total stranger and never look back. Tara doesn't respond at first, but her face betrays a mixture of sadness and dawning comprehension. JJ, you know who it was. But I don't know, and it has to stay that way. Just then, Jay notices you sneaking out of the party, and realization strikes like the fist of an angry god. No! Your mouth goes dry as Jay's story meshes seamlessly with your own memory of that night. Check, please! You open the door to the bungalow in a haze of profound anticipation and inevitability. You recall feeling her warmth and savoring her musical laughter as you half ran back to the room. This is surreal. Normally I'd be laying on the charm and trying to set the mood. Slowly you realize Jay is no longer talking and is about to step into the restroom. I'll be right out. Don't run off on me now. You feel yourself wince involuntarily even though you know it wasn't meant as a jab. Oh gosh, I didn't mean it like that, Grim. I know, but we really can't pretend it didn't happen either. No, I suppose we can't, but we also can't pretend tonight would have happened if it didn't. In spite of yourself, you find yourself smiling. Are you doing the pee-pee dance? Shut up! No! Jay fidgets almost imperceptibly. Okay, maybe a little. Go find some place to sit, and I'll be out in a minute. Heeding her suggestion, you relax at the foot of the bed and close your eyes. Minutes pass, and you reflect on the carefree banter you shared with her over dinner. This is just like it used to be, with one big difference. We both know the truth now. I can't separate love from desire with her. It only makes sense when they're intertwined. What you thinking about? You didn't hear her leave the bathroom, and her voice startles you slightly. Nothing! Your jaw drops as you see Jay's sculpted form before you in nothing but a sheer baby doll. Wow, you really know how to make an entrance. I like this better. Like you said, anything worth doing is worth overdoing. Jay stares at you demurely before approaching you on the bed, gingerly straddling you. So that's your story? You weren't thinking about anything? Anything at all? Jay leans in and kisses your neck, her skin unbelievably soft where it touches yours. Pheromones mingled with her natural scent whisper seductively of her sensual intent. I was thinking that this became inevitable the day we met. Jay sits up and gapes at you in mock surprise. That totally never occurred to me. You're a terrible liar. Jay ponders for a moment before looking you in the eye with fiery intensity. Tonight isn't about childhood dreams, unrealistic expectations, or unrequited loves. Our heads just get in the way. Tonight, I'm letting my heart take the wheel. With that, Jay kisses you, longingly, deeply, and confidently. There's no battle for dominance, no effort to impress, only unabashed need. I love you, Grim. I've loved you my whole life. And tonight, I'm going to prove that to you in all the ways that I can. You don't need to prove anything. She kisses you, and you can feel the heat and urgency growing between you by the second. Jay's breath comes in gasps as she grinds unconsciously against your growing bulge. When Jay does pull back, you see desire smoldering in her eyes. I want to feel every inch of your bare skin against mine again. You admire the fine details of Jay's body as she slowly pulls the baby doll over her head. Oh no, Grim, no spectator mode tonight. Yours comes off too. Jay slowly helps you unbutton your shirt, as if committing each moment to memory. Shit, I'm still a little spent from morning sex with Mal. You stand and lift Jay effortlessly, eyes locked in anticipation of the next line to be crossed. That is a beautiful scene. Did you have something particular in mind? Jay stands up and moves around you until your back is on the bed. You know, there is something I've been thinking about for as long as I can remember. I want to show you, but you'll have to lose those. You begin unbuttoning your jeans while Jay's expression telegraphs her growing arousal. She watches your fingers work raptly, seeming almost to hold her breath in anticipation. She fidgets restlessly and even bites her lip as your fingers slowly release each button. Who knew just watching someone undress could be such a turn-on? Literally anyone with internet? Before Jay can reply, your last button pops free, and your jeans and boxers fall to the floor. As your cock springs free, Jay's eyes roam slowly up your body until she makes eye contact again. You are already hot, then you disappear for 5 years and come back cut like Jason Momoa. Jay gives you a firm but gentle push that sits you back on the bed. Well, I'd have to take off another 5 years to grow out his glorious hair and beard. Before you rush out the door, let me give you an incentive to stay. Jay kneels between your legs and stares transfixed at your throbbing member. Almost reverently, she wraps her slender fingers around it. Her hand surveys your length and she closes her eyes as if committing every detail of it to memory. I fantasized about this, Grim, so much, and now that it's really happening. My imagination couldn't prepare me for how powerfully my body would react to it. Jay extends her tongue and begins to lovingly explore the ridges and contours of your cock. The sensation of warm breath blown across the wetness her tongue leaves on your skin is unreal. Oh fuck, that feels amazing! Her grip tightens and a single glistening drop of pre-cum forms at the tip on the upstroke. Oh my! Something wrong? No, just the opposite. Grim, my fantasies have always involved tasting you. As if to prove her point, the tip of her tongue slips under the droplet and draws it into her mouth. She closes her eyes and savors your essence with a smile of contentment. When she opens them again, they are alight with a hunger that makes your heart skip a beat. I want the rest of it. Can you give it to me, Grim? The combination of her lusty words and predatory gaze makes you twitch uncontrollably in her hand. Fuck, you almost just got it early. I want you inside me in every way possible, Grim. You never have to hold back with me. She demonstrates by plunging you into her mouth and gazing up at you with that same hunger. With some effort, she takes you deeper until you feel your glands brush her throat. Rather than try to force you deeper, she closes her eyes and lets her tongue take center stage. Fuck, that feels incredible! There's no finesse in her actions, just the instinctive visceral need to pleasure you. With each downstroke, her tongue does something underneath that you've never felt before. Jay has an uncanny ability to read your body's signals and adapt to them instantly. I haven't felt teeth even once. She's like some sort of unicorn. Gwah! Shit, you're driving me crazy. Way too soon for your sense of pride. You realize she's about to make a mockery of your stamina. Slup! You're about to try forestalling your orgasm when you remember Jay was almost pleading for it. She deserves to know how good this feels, and there's no shame in showing her. Her movements become more confident as your tension builds and the inevitable approaches. Sensing the point of no return approaching, Jay removes you from her mouth and smiles up at you. When I touch myself, I almost always fantasize about exactly what's about to happen. Her voice is a sensual purr, husky with desire. Me bringing you right to the edge like this. You filling my mouth, overwhelming me while I try. Oh, damn, that's not gonna put anybody in the mood. You filling my mouth, overwhelming me while I struggle to swallow your cum as fast as I can. Without waiting for your response, Jay returns to her task with determination. Fuck Jay, I'm gonna... Jay looks up in silent demand as the wet sounds of her efforts echo through the room. Suddenly, she applies suction while teasing your glands with her tongue, and it's all over. A tsunami of pleasure builds until the force of it shatters time into shards of jagged glass. On the edge of vertigo, you unleash a motherload of cum into her willing mouth. Jay shudders and sighs as her actualized fantasy blows right past her wildest imaginings. Briefly overmatched in her desire to swallow everything, she releases you with a joyful gasp. Another spurt mostly lands in her open mouth, but a strand of it paints her lip lewdly. With a delighted giggle, Jay immediately engulfs your glands until you are spent. That. Oh my god, Jay. Satisfied that you finished, Jay finally releases you and grins shyly. That was awesome. Isn't that supposed to be my line? Are you complaining that your girl enjoys this as much as you do? No. No, I'm not. Smart man. With a dancer's grace, Jay crawls sinuously into the bed. Onto the bed, not into the bed. And beckons to you. She doesn't have clipping issues. Come, Grim. It's time for us to know. Know what? Jay's expression is a study in vulnerability and anticipation. The answers we can't find alone. The significance of what is about to happen causes you to hesitate. Jay. Grim, I want this. The world will burn before I change my mind. You move up onto the foot of the bed and begin closing the distance between you. I do too. I've imagined this 1,000 ways, but two things never change. Oh? We're always someplace romantic, and I'm always looking into your eyes. You pause your advance and return her intense gaze. Well, you know green is my favorite color. Jay's expression is bemused. I know. My belly ring matches my eyes. I wear it for you. Yeah? All this time I never knew. You slide into the gap between Jay's legs and bring your face close enough to touch noses. You feel Jay's need as a raw and tangible thing radiating from her in waves. Hi. Her hand snakes down your chest in wonder, accompanied by a contented smile. God, I've always loved your smell. Like desert sage and driftwood. That's oddly specific. Your pillow lost your scent a month after you left. You pull back in surprise. You took my pillow? Your elevated position causes your glands to slide tantalizingly across her engorged labia. Yeah, it's mine now. Now shut up and make the next 5 hours worth the last 5 years, Grim. You kiss her hungrily, and she readily yields to you. She thrusts her hips upward periodically as if trying to merge your bodies. She captures your bottom lip gently as you pull away and moans softly into your kiss. I want tonight to be our best memory, even if we get pushed apart again. You adjust your hips until you feel the inviting warm caress of her entrance. Expecting to see apprehension in her face, you're surprised to see only longing. Her emerald eyes gaze into yours, forming a connection as tangible as your intertwined bodies. She rolls her hips and her pussy makes way for you, her lubricated walls coaxing you inside. Wah! No resistance from her body. None. Eyes locked on each other, you slowly sheath your entire length into her, in one. Steady thrust. Her breath comes in gas, but of pleasure rather than the anticipated pain. Oh, my! You feel Jay's hands grip your ass as she holds you at depth almost desperately. God! Her pussy grips you tightly, her involuntary contractions inducing waves of unbearable pleasure. Jay sighs contentedly as she adjusts to your full length, her gaze focused solely on you. Wow. Yeah. Wow. As her body adapts, you begin to move inside her, gently probing her limits. Then, imperceptibly at first, Jay's hips begin to rock against you rhythmically. I knew it. You knew what? It's like you were made for me. Jay smiles happily through the torrid gaze that's held you in thrall since you entered her. This transcends intimacy. Picking up speed, you realize you've matched Jay's movements in wordless synchronicity. With each thrust, you feel the rigid nub, of her clit graze your pubic bone and linger for a split second. Oh, grim! Jay's true tightness only becomes apparent as your thrusts increase in length. This feels amazing. You're amazing. This was so worth the wait. Yes, you feel so right inside me, Grim. I don't think I've ever seen this look on a girl's face before. Yeah, oh my god, my legs are shaking. Your shared pace increases gradually, charging headlong towards the inevitable. You feel tremors running down the length of Jay's body, and she tenses in anticipation. Keep doing that! Don't stop! Maybe this will change your mind. With a steady motion, you penetrate her to the hilt and begin applying pressure to her swollen clit. What are you? Jay's eyes go wide as the powerful new sensations from your new approach fan her lust. You're... Out of her mind with the intensity of your clitoral massage, her eyes roll back into her head. Her orgasm builds slowly at first, preceded by a pulsating rhythm along your length within her. Oh fuck, that's new. Yeah. Oh! Grim, I'm gonna... Suddenly, Jay's eyes are staring urgently into yours again with fierce intensity. Come with me, Grim. I want to feel it. Let's focus on you. The demand in Jay's eyes brooks no argument, and her legs press you insistently against her. The pulsing sensation inside her returns with a vengeance as Jay's body demands tribute. I said, come with me. I want to feel you erupt inside me. I want to fall asleep filled with you. I want to wake up tomorrow with you still inside me. The lust in her words stirs something primal within you, and your body obeys its call unquestioningly. Fuck, Jay. Oh, I can feel you growing inside me. You're about to come, Grim. Is it safe? Yes, but I don't even care. Make me come with you, Grim. The purring lewdness of her tone and your mingled sense of your union unleash the maelstrom. For a moment, there's a numb silence, and the avalanche of release sends you reeling. Oh, I can feel it. Oh my god! Jay's body shudders uncontrollably beneath you as you bury your face in her neck. Distantly, you feel her teeth in your shoulder as she wails desperately into the meat of it. Ouch. Your mutual orgasm is a riptide that drags you both helplessly into a sea of ecstasy. So much of you inside me. Ugh. Oh, she did that. You both lay for a while in a heap, exchanging occasional twitches where you remain connected. Eventually, you pull yourself up and look at Jay, who lies motionless beneath you. You notice a tear has escaped her left eye and rolled down the side of her face. That was... Jay's eyes snap open, luminous with joy. Perfect. Yeah. Jay pulls you into an eager hug. I love you. I know. Jay rewards the questionable timing of your joking with a snarky look. Uncontrollable giggles. My Han Solo. Yeah, still encased in your carbonite. Wow. Star Wars joke at the end of sex. I'm sure that's happened more than a few times, especially around the time Star Wars was popular. Which isn't now. Not really. 2 hours later. Room service? Shh, shh, shh. Maybe they'll go away. Just answer the door. Seriously, I can't move. You're literally inside me. Fine, I'll get it. Wait, hold still. You have cum in your hair. What? How does that even happen? Dude, look at this place. The splash zone is real. Shit. I hate this job so much. The door opens slightly, revealing a disheveled and guilty-looking couple. Room service? You requested strawberries and champagne when you reserved the room, Miss Campbell? Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? just leave them over there. We'll probably definitely get them later. For your trouble, sir. A crisp folded bill improves the concierge's mood somewhat. That's more than... Oh, no, that is a folded bill. Of course, sir. Enjoy your activities. Okay, he's gone. There's a print of your whole ass on the fish window. You can barely see it. Kamasutra app says the wheelbarrow position's up next. Oh, that's terrifying. I have seen that position and it is terrifying. There's one where her head is on a rock, like, and her body is diagonal. I feel like you'd break her neck. Like, crack! That's it. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Another 2 hours later. Oh my god! This is so amazing! Yeah, understatement of the year. Say it. Say I'm better than Tara. Who? Good answer. Well, Tara. They're calling her Tara because she calls her Tara Bear. So deep, my god, you're so deep. I think I'm addicted to your breasts. Moan. Good, I'm addicted to the way you touch them. Gonna have to rehydrate at some point.
Gatorade, it's in you.
Not until you're addicted to the rest of me. Why did we wait so long to do this? Ridiculous teen drama? Not gonna lie, I wish I could go back in time and throat punch myself. Oh, I'm coming again! Grim! I am too! Fuck! God, I love how it feels when you finish inside me. You groan into Jay's shoulder as you flood her depths again in a marathon, still going strong. We're running out of dry spots. We've still got a perfectly good sofa. How are this many orgasms even possible? 10 years of soul-crushing foreplay? He's out of line, but he's right. Take everything I say with a grain of salt. I don't even know what time it is. They're gonna have to fucking burn these sheets. And yet another 2 hours later. Grim, get in the damn shower so we can catch a little sleep before checkout. I don't wanna. Oh no, look at little Grim. That looks like road rash. Because it is road rash. Take a peep at your own undercarriage. Oh my god, that's still attached, right? Wasn't there an ice machine by the lobby? Yeah, but we have to put on pants to get... But we'd have to put pants on to get it. Ah, just get in the shower. Ow, 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 ow. What's wrong? Is the water too hot? No, even pour... Excuse me. Ever pour water on a rug burn before? You big baby. Then get in there and see how you like it. Ow, 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 ow. 2 hours until late checkout. So, did this turn out the way you expected? I couldn't expect what I couldn't comprehend. I think I'm gonna need genital reconstruction surgery to restore function. Great success! I should have known our competitiveness would follow us into the bedroom. Rather than retort, Jay seems lost in contemplation. Grim, maybe I don't want to always compete with you. I know, this was big for both of us. Jay snuggles... Bleh. Jay's snuggle tightens against you, and she waits a bit before speaking again. I know you and I dealt with our feelings for each other differently. I threw myself in school and held on to the hope that someday you'd see me the way I see you. I never wish hope on anyone. It's not like I saved myself for you, but I made my dates work for it. But I always knew deep down that they were stand-ins for what I really wanted. For what it's worth, if I could do it all over again, I would have never left. If you'd stayed, tonight could never have happened. We can't really know that. Grim, I've read your journals. I know who you were and who you've become. Jay. Please, let me finish. For tonight to happen, we had to grow into the love we had for one another. I agree with them. And become mature enough to decide what form that love would take. That is the answer that I don't think either of us could have found alone. It feels unfair that you held so true to that while I did the opposite. I did everything and everyone I could to forget what I left behind. I think you picked some girls because something about them reminded you of me. I can neither confirm nor deny. When I think about it like that, it's weirdly flattering, tragic, and pathetic. Or just makes it easier to believe there was nothing wrong with me. Huh? Nothing. Look, I don't want to compete with you for Polygene. And I certainly don't want to compete with you in bed. Hear that? My penis is sobbing with gratitude. Ass, I'm trying to be serious here. Alright, so where are you going with this? I've decided what form I want our love to take. The question is, have you? Her directness catches you off guard, so you take a moment to find the right words. Wow, very, very important suggestion. Very, very important set of choices here. We need to take it a day at a time. I want all the things, or you're my family. So, I'm not really sure how this is going to work, and I guess I'll find out in the next episode of Chasing Sunsets. Stay tuned.